Lee Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli tanks advanced to the heart of Rafah for the first time on Tuesday, pressing its offensive in Gaza's southern city despite international condemnation of an attack that sparked a blaze in a tent camp for the displaced, killing at least 45 people. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Displaced Palestinians in Rafah made their way through mangled tents and scattered belongings on Tuesday, after an early morning Israeli airstrike killed Palestinians sheltering there, according to Gaza health officials. We want to go, but we don't know where to go, says Manal Tembura. They told us this was a safe place. Israel's military denied striking a tent camp west of Rafah on Tuesday after Gaza health authorities said Israeli tank shelling had killed more than 20 people there.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Ireland officially recognized a Palestinian state on Tuesday, defying Israel, which had condemned the plan.
If countries do not now take this formal step to recognize Palestine, I fear there may not be the opportunity in the future. Now is the time to act.
Ireland's Prime Minister Simon Harris. The government approved the move in a cabinet meeting on Tuesday morning, joining Spain and Norway, who also recognized a Palestinian state. U.S. military officials said on Tuesday at the Pentagon the American-built temporary pier taking humanitarian aid to starving Palestinians has been damaged in rough seas and weather and will be removed from the coast of Gaza to be repaired. Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh said over the next 2 days, the pier will be pulled out and sent to the southern Israeli city of Ashdod, where U.S. Central Command will repair it. This is